Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. This is an experiment, but it's also Big Al and Drew McKinney making a very valid point here. I was talking about yesterday in an interview that I did with Jim at Editorial, that I did with Jimmy. I labeled it under the good news, the KER good news, and one of you said something to the effect of, the only way that would be KER good news is if Biden gets trumped. I look at it a little bit differently. I think it was good news from the following viewpoint. Everybody thinks they're the prettiest baby in the nursery, even when they make total fools out of themselves. The Hispanic women who threw rocks at Jim's car and all the other cars yesterday, the adults who ripped American flags out of children's hands, I think they all, if they stopped and thought about their actions, they would realize that those are very, very selfish actions. That selfishness could be taken away if everybody just said, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I'm going to try and understand why other people do. To me, that's good news if people would do that. Jimmy, what do you think?
Well, I think, of course, if people would just let others have their own opinions, that'd be kind of nice. The problem is people have created, certain entities are using emotion to inflame the population, and they've done a good job of it, the putting this hate out. And yeah, you're right. Good news would be if people would accept the basic principles of American democracy and our republic, that you should be able to choose who you want to support and not be intimidated through political violence. That is the guarantee of our Constitution.
Absolutely a guarantee from our Constitution. Now, one thing that I learned yesterday, and whenever I learn something doing this show, I consider that to be good news. The Constitution gives powers to the federal government, it gives powers to the state government, and it gives powers to the individual. Jimmy explained very, very clearly yesterday exactly the corrective actions that Donald Trump has taken throughout this whole issue. He has not sent in troops unless federal property was being destroyed. He has left that up to the states. And the states, you have to realize, and this is good news, have dropped the ball. Jimmy, comments on that?
Yeah, sadly, many of these, unfortunately, progressive government leaders have allowed violence to continue and destroyed property in individuals, and people have been hurt and killed because of inaction by these progressive leaders. And that's sad, because they're trying to make a political statement or negatively impact the election and undermine Trump and undermine the economies, their own economies and their own people. It doesn't make any sense unless you look at it for an attempted power political move. Never in history, really since 1861 to 1864, has 1865, have political leaders in this nation allowed their constituents to be burned and looted and attacked. And that's what's happened, because these progressive local leaders have not taken action. When they have reached out for help to the federal government, things have stopped very rapidly. They reached out for help in Kenosha with the National Guard and for federal backup and support. That stopped within a night once they did that. Other places where they've requested that help, it's been very quick and effectively stopped. And we have to pray that, and we see reporting right now that places like Texas and some other states are preparing, I think New Mexico is one, four or five states are preparing to put the National Guard in case there's violence after the election.
Yeah,
and that's a positive thing.
That's a very positive thing. I want to bring up one other point that I think made yesterday's editorial good news. And while I'm doing that, Jim, pick out another comment if you wouldn't, and let's chat about whatever you pick out. The one comment that Larry made yesterday about the nursing home situation, the terrible mortality in the nursing homes in New York that was caused by, in my opinion, Andrew Cuomo, by insisting that people go back into nursing homes. I have to say that I think that his motives are really, really interesting. Is he supporting these nursing homes because they make their money off of the more people in there, the better? Or is he supporting, or is he telling people to go back to nursing homes for what I would call humanitarian reasons? I think it's the former. I don't think there's any question about that. If you have any question about what I'm saying, pick up John Grisham's new book, not his newest book, but his second newest book. It's called Camino Winds. It's a book that exposes basically the illegal activities, the immoral activities that go on in the nursing home industry. Now, that when I realized that, that was good news for me, and I'm able to talk to you folks about, take a look at the nursing homes. Really be careful before you put somebody in one. Do all of the examination that you possibly can. If I can instigate, along with Jim's help and Dr. B's help, that action on your part, we're going to save a lot of lives. And that is very definitely good news. Thanks for that comment, Larry. Going on, Jimmy, do you any other one you want to comment about?
Well, I think there's another one Larry put out, which basically talked about the riots in Bangladesh that were attempting to go and protest at the French embassy over the French basically allowing free speech. And, we had a terrible incident happen just last week with a teacher being beheaded because he had been discussing free speech and showed pictures or cartoons of Prophet Muhammad from the Charlie Hebdo incident, which killed, 100 people, those attacks a few years ago. And of course, this has created great riots and violence. And then you have, the religion of peace, Islam, saying, well, if you believe my way, that's the only way. And then it's okay, submit. And I thought that was an interesting comment, an interesting article. That it's just, again, intolerance by certain groups, and they left, right, indifferent. If you're intolerant, you're not going to accept another person's opinion or belief. Like you're bound to create havoc, and not everybody should have to be forced to think or believe the same way.
So the good news, and you guys are smart enough to know this, you're some of the smartest people who I have ever come in contact with. I'm talking about our commentators right now. You're smart enough to realize if you dig a little bit below the surface in a lot of these editorials, and you get comments like yours, Larry, and some of the others from CFS and Jerry, you, and of course everybody else. And I'm sorry, I only mentioned three names here. There is good news in everything if the editorials make you stop and think, which I hope they do. Jimmy, that's about all I have to say for today. You got anything else you want to bring up that you think is very relevant to what's happening today in this political circus called America?
Yeah, there is some great news. Of course, last night, Amy Comer Barrett was confirmed by the Senate and sworn in last night into the Supreme Court, which gives us nine justices, gives America nine justices that look at the Constitution on balance more favorably towards originalist theory. Originalist theory means how it was written, and not expanding on that. The courts not being legislators. So we've got an advantage of now 5-4 or possibly 6-3, depending on how John Roberts goes. Great news there. A lot of good news in polling for the Trump campaign, all kinds of it, including looks like Philadelphia is actually 24% of voting is going towards Trump, which is about 6 to 8 times higher than in the past, or in the 2016 election. I'm sorry, 6 to 8 points higher than the 2016 election, which really makes a difference. And then, of course, Hunter, more and more and more issues of corruption between Hunter Biden, his relationship with China, and his relationship with his father, with audio tape coming out, documented evidence of you know, very bad influential decisions. And of course, plenty of corruption there associated with Joe Biden, which really looks like the Chinese had a tremendous amount of influence on the Biden family. And that's dragging down people's votes for away from him. You know, they understand that. So
totally understand, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, this is the last time I'm going to be doing any radio with you for one simple reason. You blew the whistle on me yesterday publicly by saying this stuff is really getting into Al's head in a negative sense.
Oh, no, I just said it's stressing you out, and you've said it numerous times on the radio, too. So I just want our listeners to get out
there. I cannot tell you.
Be positive. Be positive.
I'm going to argue with you just for a second. I cannot tell you guys out there, if you haven't figured this out, the political circus called America today really is upsetting me. However, that's why I'm trying to get positive feedback, positive implications of everything we talked about. And I'll tell you, if you can turn what Jimmy said yesterday, Monday, and call it KER positive news, KER happy news, whatever, that really is accomplishing something. And I think we did that very effectively. So, Jim, you're the star. You continue to be a star. Thank you so much, bud.
Oh, as always, Al. And yeah.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.